Good morning. This is Roxanne Ferguson.
And I'm Seal Rosmalski. We're honored to serve as your hosts for the
Pathways to Service Rotary Roadshow.
Right here in Wilmington, Delaware, USA.
You know, Rotary International has been making a difference for over 112 years now since Paul Harris first founded the organization in 1905. And our local clubs here in District 7630 kicked things off in Delaware 10 years later in 1915. That's quite a legacy.
Yes, it is. And our hope here is to provide meaningful shows sharing the impact of Rotary and offer insight to those groups, organizations, and individuals living the Rotary motto of service above self.
Thank you for joining us today on WDEL 101.7 FM or 1150 AM on your radio dial. You can listen to podcasts of our programs by simply going to www.rotary7630.org and clicking on Pathways to Service and then onto the radio tower. You can also reach us by sending us an email to CEILROZ@Verizon.net. If you think of interesting topics you think we should be covering. Good morning and welcome to Pathways to Service, your Rotary radio show. I'm Seal.
And I'm Roxanne. And we are super excited to have with us in studio this morning, Eric LePay. He is the regional coordinator for Reach Across America.
Correct. Good morning, Eric.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
We're excited. This is a happening time of year.
Very much so.
So why don't you tell us about the origins of Wreaths Around America?
Well, Wreaths Across America is a national organization that's based out of Maine. It was actually a family, the Worcester family, that started it 28 years ago. They had extra, they're a wreath-making company. They had extra wreaths. They wanted to do something impactful, so they went and placed the wreaths on a local grave of some veterans that was in their area back then. After doing that, they saw the impact and saw that they could expand that, and that's when they created Wreaths Across America, where now it expands over, I believe we have 250-plus sites. Last year, they laid wreaths at Normandy. This year, they're laying wreaths at Luxembourg. The other day, they went to Luxembourg to an American cemetery and laid wreaths. They've done Pearl Harbor. So they even expand globally to some of our cemeteries. But the main purpose of the program is to remember, honor, and teach. And we try to put a wreath on every grave at the holidays of every veteran that is no longer with us. To help remember and honor them. And at the same time, we also teach our young children about the impact of what our veterans did, the sacrifice that they gave as well.
Neat. So they get a little history lesson along with it.
And on that note, we are at our event this year. I'm very proud that I actually have a whole session about that. In the past, it was just intertwined, but we have a lot of Boy Scout troops, military academies coming out, Cub Scout troops, and we're actually an hour prior to our official ceremony, we are going to have an actual educational program that's going to be run by some of the people that have been in the program that have worked on it, and we're actually going to really take that teaching aspect to another level and teach, you know, the youth in Delaware more about it and you know, the impact, because there's a way of laying a wreath. There's a protocol, so to speak. I'm still in the military, so I still use some military terms,
but that's quite all right.
You know, protocol of laying a wreath. One thing they always say is a person dies twice. They die at their funeral and they die when their name is never said. That's one of our purposes, is we always want these people to be remembered. So every wreath we lay, we always say the name. We always say the name of the person, you know, that we're laying the wreath on. We always say their name. Some people render a salute or just a somber moment of silence, but we always say their names so they are not forgotten.
It's pretty powerful.
So you go right into the cemeteries to lay these wreaths. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Tell us exactly how that works. If I decided to be a participant, kind of walk us through it.
Through our event that we have coming up?
All right. Yeah.
So what every year what they do is there is a National Wreaths Across America Day that is determined by the Wreaths Across America organization. This year it is December 14th. It's always on a Saturday. Next year it's a little later. It's December 19th, but we'll worry about that next year. This year's December 14th. And almost all the cemeteries, there are some slight variations, but almost all the cemeteries in the country do a ceremony at noon, followed by the wreath laying. So that day, we are still looking for volunteers. If there's organizations out there that want to come out, we are still looking for that.
Like Rotary.
Absolutely, like Rotary.
We have a Facebook page. We have Wreaths Across America, and then you just put Delaware Veterans Memorial Cemetery. It'll come up. That's a page that I monitor very closely. You can reach out to me, message me. The cemetery has my phone number that that reaches out to me. So there are ways if you want to stay involved, contact either through Facebook or the actual cemetery. But what we do is the day of, we will actually get the wreaths on big semis that morning. We have groups out there that are going to be volunteering from 9 o'clock on that are going to be taking the wreaths off of the trucks that came. They come directly from Maine. I got my call. I got confirmation. We are getting at least one truck. I'm hoping to get two trucks. That means we get more wreaths. But right now we have one truck coming on Saturday, the 14th. We'll use a lot of people to offload the wreaths in the morning from about 9 to 10. Again, at 11 o'clock, we're going to kind of do a educational session for anybody that wants to attend, but it's directed towards a lot of our youth. Then at 12 o'clock, we have a 30-minute memorial ceremony at the flagpoles right on the other side, the far side of the chapel, where we will lay some honorary wreaths on behalf of the different services. We will lay a POW MIA wreath. We'll have several guest speakers. Lieutenant Governor Bethany Hall Long will be there, as well as the Adjutant General for the Air and Army National Guard, Major General Barry, will say some words. It's a great ceremony. It's very impactful. Following that ceremony, then these volunteers that come out, we then disperse them into the cemetery to these piles of wreaths that we laid out earlier, and we will then go ahead and lay the wreaths on the graves that we have. That's kind of the lay of the land for that day. There's openings if people want to come out first thing at 9 in the morning and help out. They could come out for our educational portion at 11 o'clock, or they could come out closer to 12 o'clock, which is when we have a very nice ceremony, followed by the actual laying of the wreaths at 12:30.
Now, the journey out that the trucks take is a pretty interesting one, too. It's very motivational.
There is. Aside from our truck coming with our wreaths, there is a caravan that leaves from Maine and goes directly to Arlington to deliver the wreaths to Arlington. Again, they will be laying wreaths in Arlington on December 14th as well. That caravan is made up of honorees that are selected by the family. One of them is our own Gene Hall from Middletown, who's been doing Wreaths Across America for 27 years, I believe. They also are made up of a lot of Gold Star families that go. And so those families go along this caravan, and they're honored. There's ceremonies. They have lunches with schools. They make stops along the way. It's about a 10-day tour, I believe, it takes them, that comes from the Northeast and goes down to Arlington. That is coming through Delaware on the 12th of December. They only have one stop in Delaware this year, the way it works out, but it will be at Glasgow High School on the 12th of December. So there will be a caravan of about 30 semi-trucks coming in with a lot of other buses and motorcycles and police escorts and all on the 12th of December.
Any idea what time that's coming through?
Leave that is at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
I should double check
that. In the morning?
Yes.
And then do they stay there for any
They're going to be there for a brief ceremony, and okay. I believe like a brief lunch that they were provided, and then they'll be heading out. So I believe the school is putting on a small ceremony to give them a little bit of a break, let them stretch their legs, and then they're heading down to the next stop is somewhere in Maryland.
I'm sure the ROTC will be involved and all that kind of stuff.
Most definitely.
That's great. What other youth groups? I know you mentioned the Boy Scouts, but what other youth groups are really there for you when these trucks roll in? When the truck with the wreaths that you're dealing with at the cemetery rolls?
Yeah, I mean, Conrad School's been great. We have Civil Air Patrol participates, Delaware Military Academy, First State Military Academy. We have some different sporting teams that are trying to do community service.
Oh, okay.
I know Caravelle's had two sports teams, a basketball and I believe a track and field team. Hodson has also brought out teams as well in the past. Some of them have reached out to me again this year. So it's a great community event. I never turn people away. We get a lot of great range of people from the community that come out to help. And, you know, a lot of them are younger groups, and then, you know, but they're there and they understand what they're doing there. And it's great, you know, very good, very rewarding experience.
So for all the school districts out there, the teachers, the educators, administrators, if you have groups within your schools, that, and of course, all the kids need community service hours now, especially the seniors.
Yes.
Because graduation is right around the corner and it's going to sneak up pretty quick. This would be a great day that would be very impactful and meaningful, and you could also obtain some community service volunteer hours for participating in the program.
Oh, most definitely. And we've done that before. I always hang out afterwards for a while signing papers for it, and I'm more than happy to do it. So, yeah, if anybody needs, you know, community service, you know, it's definitely there for that ability to come out and do that.
Yeah, and I know it's probably past the time because the wreaths were usually purchased prior to now because the caravan's going to be heading down. But I know for the past several years, I've always gotten a wreath in honor of my father. He was in the original Army Air Corps and has the wicked coolest picture in a bomber jacket that I've ever seen. And over the years, especially even some of our living, you know, service members, we can do an honor of them as well. Last year we did one as a family for former President George Bush when he passed. It's just a really amazing way to honor those that have served. And I do believe, Eric, that we're still a long way away from being able to actually cover all of the graves here in Delaware, right?
Yeah, we strive to do that. There's 13,000 heroes buried there at that cemetery, which for a small state of Delaware is a very large percentage, a large number. So last year, we were able to get nearly 7,000 wreaths. I was very happy with that. It was the first year. This year, it hasn't been. Donations have been down. We're at 4,200. When I checked earlier today, we're at about 34% coverage of the cemetery, which is one for three. One thing that old man Gene Hall always reminds me of, he's like, it started as the goal when the Worcester family started this. They wanted a wreath on every sixth grave. It was one for six.
Mm-hmm.
So we're at one for three right now. So I'm taking that as a win.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
So my goal last year, I got up in front of everybody and said I wanted 10,000 wreaths. Well, we didn't meet that, but I already got some plans for next year. And so if you are listening, yes, the cutoff was December 2nd for this year for the, you know, purchasing of wreaths. However, if you do want to go in and it will get, you know, they don't turn it off right December 2nd. So if you go in today, there are chances if you go on wreathsacrossamerica.org and you search for Bear Delaware 19701 or as well as there's a code, basically just search for Bear Delaware. The cemetery will come up, Delaware Veterans Cemetery, keyword being Bear. You can still go in and make donations and sponsor wreaths, and there is a very likely chance it'll go towards this year. When the exact cutoff is, we don't really know, but when that does happen, they roll over to the following year. So worst case, if for some reason it doesn't go towards this year, it's not like it's in vain. It will go towards next year's numbers, and we can kind of get a jump start possibly on next year. So you can still donate. They're still tallying wreaths up. They're still adding on to our numbers until the trucks actually leave Maine, you know, the 11th, 12th of December. So I can't guarantee that if you sponsor wreath, it'll go there this year. However, you know, if you do, there is a good chance that it could.
It's worth a shot.
So when do you actually gear up and launch your requests for donations?
Well, I'm very involved in a lot of events. So this is I'm on the committee for Vet Fest in September. I do carry the load in May through my civilian employer. So my goal next year is to put a little more emphasis and to create a better committee to work on this more throughout the year. This year, I kind of categorized. I went from one event to the next. As soon as Vet Fest was over, September 28th, mm-hmm. then it was kicking high gear for Wreaths Across America. However, as a organization, as Wreaths Across America Delaware, we are 365 days a year. You know, anytime, anything we need. I was lucky at the end of this year, I was able to get some corporate donations that helped kind of increase our numbers. We were able to get some from Capital One, J.P. Morgan, some different things that were able to find money in their budgets to do some nice donations to us. But my goal is next year to strive out and do that a lot sooner. So, yes, I mean, it's a year-long process. So if you sponsor Wreath in January, it's going to still go towards December. It's still going to be in there. However, a lot of it's not in people's minds until it gets, you know, more towards this time of year. Mm-hmm. I am planning a Wreath Across America in July type promotion we're going to try to do in Delaware next year. So you might see a lot going on in July of us trying to do some fundraising.
Christmas in July, jumpstart it.
Right, exactly.
That sounds like a good plan.
And then you do other fundraising to kind of support the initiative. So tell us a little bit about some of the guest bartender, some of the fun events that you guys do.
Yeah, we've had some various events. Just yesterday evening, we had a group in Middletown. We were at the Metro Pub Bar and Grill there on Wood Street. We had a great time. We had some guest bartending, a silent auction, some raffles. We raised nearly $4,000 for the cause.
Oh, my goodness.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I guess it was about 2 hours last night that we raised for the cause. So that was great. We had a lot of good time, a lot of fun. You know, it was a very successful event, and that was kind of a Giving Tuesday push here at the very end. And, you know, all that got sent in today, and we'll go towards this year's wreaths. So that alone will be approximately about 300 wreaths that we're able to put, 300 additional wreaths we'll be able to put on the cemetery here in 2 weeks.
That's awesome.
Fantastic. So they're not counted in your total yet?
Not yet, no.
Okay.
So you bumped up to 4,500.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly. Number keeps going up. So I it's kind of like the stock market. They say you shouldn't watch it, you know, and all that. Well, I keep watching that number. I'm like, I keep going on every day to see what the number is.
That's okay, yeah. but that's good. But good news is it keeps going up.
Exactly.
And that's what's important.
And you're available to go out and speak at club meetings or... whenever a club might want to reach out to you and say, we want to do a community service project, tell us how they would reach you.
Yes. I mean, the best way really is to go to delaware.waa.org. delaware.waa@gmail.com is the best email address to reach out to me. You can go there. You can use our Facebook page and message if you're so inclined. One of those ways are really the best way to get a hold of me. I do have people that can come out sometimes to groups and talk about it, or if you're interested in fundraising. One thing I guess if I have a moment, is to talk about our fundraising groups. We do have 42 fundraising groups that are within our network. So what a fundraising group is if you have an organization out there that's a nonprofit organization, a Boy Scout troop, a Rotary Club, a Lions Club, something, and you're wanting to be a part of this, you can submit your paperwork with wreathsacrossamerica.org and become a fundraising group for our cemetery. The big thing what that means is that every two wreaths that you sponsor, you get a third wreath for free, as well as there is another option where you can get some of those funds back into your organization if that's what you're needing to do. So there's two options. You can either raise money and some money goes to Wreaths Across America, and then your organization will take a percentage, or you can do it where you're not raising money necessarily for your organization, but every third wreath you buy, after buying two wreaths, the third wreath is free, so it increases our numbers. That is done very easily through the wreathsacrossamerica.org website. Right now we had 42 groups this year, about 32 of them were active with donations and getting some sponsorships. So that opportunity is out there as well. That's what the group last night did. So for every two wreaths we were able to get from their funds, we were able to get a third wreath, for the cemetery.
And as Rotary Clubs, we love to do programs that benefit the community, but that may also offer non-dues revenue sources for the clubs.
Absolutely.
So I think this might be a great opportunity because I do believe there's a cemetery down the beach also are downstate.
There's Millsboro.
So we do have one in Sussex County. So for the clubs, you know, in Delaware statewide, there's several opportunities here, both in Newcastle County in Bear, and then again down in Sussex County in Kent, Sussex County in Millsboro, to make a difference for your local heroes and your community, do some outreach, honor the heroes with wreaths, but also generate revenue for the Rotary Club. So that's an interesting caveat, Eric, that I don't believe a lot of folks know about this program.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's, again, it's very easy. You just, you can go on, and there's a fundraising group page where you can sign your group up as a fundraising group, and it gives you those couple options whichever way you want to go. So there is a way of increasing some revenue, as well as, you know, then some of it goes back into the cemeteries and, you know, to the wreaths that would be provided.
I was going to say, it'll be also a great revenue source for some of the VFWs around the state.
Yeah, you would think, yeah, that that would be a really nice source of revenue for a VFW.
Yeah, because there's a built-in amazing audience of heroes already there.
Yeah.
Now, how did you get involved with Wreaths Across America?
I got involved about 3 years ago. I was mentioned to somebody, the site coordinator was a friend, well, I didn't know him at the time, but his name was John Larinitz, and I was basically said, hey, you want to help out with the event? And I helped out. And I basically was in charge of like parking and security for the wreaths and things of that nature. And then I did so well, the next year they put me in charge of the whole thing. So
you missed a meeting, didn't you?
We call that being voluntold in the nonprofit world.
But no, there was, you know, this coordinator who had done it had some medical things coming on. He needed some help. And I got to know him very well and his wife, and they are great people. And it was an easy, you know, answer for me to say yes. And because it is near and dear to my heart. And that's one thing I've always done is I support a lot of veterans initiatives mm-hmm. in Delaware, veterans groups, you know, and, you know, it was very easy when they asked, hey, could you kind of take over? And they still help. He's still a big part of it. And we do it together. And so, yes, I've been, this is my second year kind of being the coordinator for mm-hmm. it. And look forward to going forward from here on out with it. So,
yeah, John Lorenz is a great guy. Both he and Sherry were in studio a couple years ago to kind of kick off the program as well with their Civil Air Patrol. And yeah, it's great that they fit. It's always great when you can find an amazing person to come jump in and keep the success going. That's exactly what you're doing. It's exactly what our communities need and our veterans need. So hats off to you, especially because, especially with the social media. It's really important that you're manning that on a regular basis. It's a great way to outreach to people and get some more.
And you yourself are a veteran.
Yes.
Yes.
So we very much thank you for your service.
Absolutely.
And your continued service supporting.
We're going to keep you right there working.
Absolutely.
So tell us give a shout out to the employer that kind of is flexible enough to allow you to be involved in so many community service activities.
Well, I work with J.P. Morgan in my
awesome.
Civilian job. So, yeah, I'm actively involved with J.P. Morgan. We have a Vets Building Resource Group as well that I do a lot of veterans type things with them. And, you know, so it affords me some of that. I mean, it's still outside of my normal job. But,
oh, sure.
You know, but they, yeah, but I have been working for them for 6 years now, and they've been a supporter and we have volunteers. I have like 60 people signed up to volunteer from J.P. Morgan alone that are coming out on the day of to help and all as well.
Okay, great. And what service, which branch of the military were you in?
He's still in.
Delaware National Guard, 23 years.
Oh, okay.
Yep, 23 years of Delaware National Guard.
Oh, so. Congratulations.
I love Carol.
And the one based right in Newcastle?
Right in Newcastle County Airport. Yeah, I'm what they call guard baby. I joined. My dad was in for like 30 years before me, and then I joined. And I've been flying around on those C-130s for 23 years now. So.
Oh, that's you.
Yeah.
Well, the cool thing is I was honored to serve as an honorary commander there, which was really awesome. Now I'm down in Dover.
That's
but
what I remember.
I think so. It was fun. The C-130 trips down to Bethany were really cool. The Black Hawk was wicked.
Oh, I'll bet.
Yeah, but it's amazing. And one of the things I learned is that there are more National Guardsmen and women than there are actually
active military.
Mm-hmm. So we're very grateful for them.
Well, and thank you all for your service.
Absolutely. So we just have less than a minute left. So for anyone that's just joining us, we are chatting with Eric regarding Wreaths Across America. And if you could just let folks know if they want to jump online and donate, what's the best way they can do it?
Yeah, if they want to donate, it's going to be wreathsacrossamerica.org. You want to search for cemetery and enter Bear, Delaware, and then that'll pull up your cemetery. You can still go there and still be able to donate for this year. Again, if it doesn't go towards this year, it'll go directly towards next year.
And if you want to be a part of the ceremony, it's on December the 14th. You can help set out some of the wreaths that are coming via the caravan and the truck at 9 a.m. You can come out at 10. They have some activities, especially if you have youth groups at 11, and the ceremony will begin at noon. So come out and support our veterans and our heroes. And again, thank you for your service and for coming out and sharing this awesome program.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Eric.
Thanks for being with us this morning on Pathways to Service here on WDEL Radio. We are proud to broadcast this weekly program that focuses on the efforts of Rotary and other service organizations.
Join us next Sunday morning on WDEL Radio for the next edition of Pathways to Service. Please remember to email us any comments or suggestions at pathways@rotary7630.org. We would love to hear from you. This is Rotary Roadshow's hosts, Seal
and Roxanne, with a final good morning from Pathways to Service.